Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The head and the arm are now in place. An icon of Olga stands on the plinth, looking out over the water, her mechanical body in a red-looking robe, her hand positioned by the sheep at her foot, and you hear a mighty roar.
That doesn't sound good.
And the sound of water rushing.
Oh no. Oh no.
Now, does anyone remember?
No.
When you were in St. Blaise's Catholic School, of any of the martyrs?
Yep.
Any saints?
Yep. Which one would you like?
St.
Agnes?
Margaret.
St. Margaret.
Of Antioch. If Xavier knows it, I'm happy to tell him.
Does Chris know it?
Wait, are all his gods themed off the saints?
That was a nice little smile from Chris. Don't see that often.
Yeah, right.
Do you want any fillers? We could do a flashback if you'd like.
Which ones are we talking? So any of the ones?
This icon
mm-hmm.
seems to be very reminiscent of Saint Margaret of Antioch.
Right.
Who?
I thought it was Saint Agnes.
Right.
Of Rome.
Ooh.
Who's the patron saint of, I think, shepherds?
I'm lost.
I think none of these things. Because Sean has no knowledge of Roman and or Greek mythology.
Or
gods.
Catholic.
Or Catholic. Yes. I brought up Lutheran, baby.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You remember a stained glass window of a woman with a sheep who was standing above a dragon.
Oh, okay, different one.
Yep. Yes.
Oh, that ain't a snake.
Yeah, no. St. Agnes would not have a dragon.
She has, yes. Just got that.
She has a small child with her.
That took my brain.
Different one. Okay.
Yes, yes. No, St. Margaret who battled her way out of the dragon.
I only know St. George because obviously being a Brit.
Yeah. St. George and the
I know St. Anger.
That's, yes, something else.
No, St. Lemon, the bad Metallica album. Anyway, the cracking of stone booms through the air, water rushes, and the stone that was encircling this body of water
is a fucking dragon.
It's a dragon.
It's a giant
fucking dragon.
I think Xavier's the only one that knows what's going on right a second.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can know, oh, that has some similarity to a Catholic saint. Do you know what's going on,
though? No, that's what I'm saying. Xavier understands the severity of what is about to happen.
Yeah, in a flash of, like, understanding, Xavier goes, oh, fuck, and... Guys, dragon, fucking dragon.
What? Where?
Fucking
where?
Dragon, what? Back to the well, the fucking wall. That's a dragon.
Logan starts to back up.
Get the fuck back.
Teleport.
rapier. Throwing star on the other hand.
Hang on, let me get my
Wasn't this supposed stats. To protect the area, not unleash a horrifying beast?
Yeah, I'm. Flint's going to not run away.
I wouldn't have.
Well, yes.
I wouldn't have cared this
well,
time if you
yes,
did.
Yes, because currently we have Hawk on the plinth.
No,
is that correct?
I teleported the hand.
Oh, the object.
Because I can teleport objects, I don't need to go out there. I teleported the objects to
what
the
a
plinth.
Smart
Excellent. Well,
fucking
then you
move.
Feel this water begin to lap by your feet as it swells and pours around the shifting rock. And the wall that was once in front of you lifts its worm-like belly off the ground.
I don't like this.
Two sets of legs punch out from the rock, its talons gripping the earth below it. And the head that was circled by its tail wraps around, looking at you.
Over 200 episodes of Roll to Cast, and we're finally fighting a dragon. Or at least talking to one.
I thought Allegra said her setting didn't have dragons because it was cliche.
Hey. So gotta give the people what they want, right?
This dragon is has whirled around to stare at us, to look at us. Mm-hmm. And to be clear, does it look like a stone dragon or is it morphed into like proper scaly skin
the
dragon?
The stone cracks and sheds off of it.
Mm.
Revealing a mottled green, greeny, black, reddy colour.
Kind of like what is in the bottle that is still being held by Logan in his
hand. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, whatever. Whatever.
Like
whatever. It looks at you. The automaton stands silently still.
The one that we just put the head and the arm into.
Yeah.
Do you... He like, racks his brain and goes, do you speak... Common.
Roll your full dice for me, please.
Of course. 3.
Any flukes?
Nah.
No. You may add one. It brings its mouth closer. Now its head is towering over the top of y'all. And its growls seem to echo what you just said. But in its bloodshot red eye. You see no comprehension. You see no compassion. You see a fucking dragon.
Mm.
Not one of those smart dragons.
Okay. So he's like maintaining eye contact with the thing and not talking, as in and not looking at you guys, but he just kind of like, as he's staring at it, just goes, right, anyone have any bright ideas? We can run. This thing... Oh, we could run.
The Galatea and her merry band followed you through.
Mm.
It still needs gold. It might be able to fight it.
I have more gold.
Well, we can support you. We don't have much. Their hands glow electric. If you can get the gold to the automaton, it might be able to fight it.
Ah, I see. Wait. You know it was a dragon, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's...
Saint Margaret.
Right, so it's something you know. Yep. So what did Saint Margaret do?
She was a virgin, killed a dragon, came out of its stomach memory.
So she fought it. They're right then. We power up the statue thing and it fights the dragon.
Great, good. Good plan, Toby. Well done.
The dragon roars.
Okay. Teleport to the middle of the lake.
Okay.
I might get you to do it in sort of initiative order.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm usually first.
Yes, you are.
True.
Yeah.
And I'm
Excellent.
Usually second.
Right. You teleport over to the plinth.
If she's got an open hand, I'd stick a gold in it.
I think it's... I'm trying to remember. Like most good saints, she was decapitated. There is a coin slot on the side of her neck that looks like a bloody gash.
Ew.
Right.
Sorry. You gotta become martyrs somehow, am
That's
I right?
That's fucking metal, Ellen.
Yeah, coming out slaying a dragon.
We're gonna have slay a dragon. Still got beheaded though.
Yeah.
Is Nicholas the guy with the bajillion arrows? Maybe we'll get to meet him.
Sebastian.
Maybe we'll get to meet him later. He's rad.
He's hot. Anyway.
So
Max looking in.
I have confusion.
Max
no
idea. I'm with you, buddy.
So we have a little back and forth. There's a flurry of feathers, and then Toby Hawk appears in the middle of the lake. Scans up and down the statue and he's like, makes sense. That's where gold goes. And he jams one of his two remaining pieces of gold into the neck.
Similarly, like the dragon before, the stone cracks, revealing gleaming metal, a much more powerful, mecha-suited version of this saint, of this icon, with the head of your friend Olga.
Nice.
And from her hand, Pacific Rim mecha style, metal shoots out into the form of a cross staff, the one that Saint Margaret used to beat one of the demons that tempted her whilst she was in prison.
Some deep Catholic lore.
Yeah. New Catholic lore drop.
This is where you come to get your Catholic lore. Roll the cast.
On the plinth, man. With the cross in front of it, it makes a kneeling stance. Beep, 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 beep. Automaton activated.
Great.
Hacking possible.
Oh, Starling, let's see if we can take control of this thing.
Please roll. Please roll for me. I believe you hack with your int.
Yeah, my int sucks.
And because you're, you know, it's a Neo activity, you can use your D10.
Yeah. More dice to roll ones on.
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh. 1, 1, 1, 1, 0.
Thanks to my Neo dice, I got one success. Otherwise, it was going to be
not great.
Critical fail.
Oh, my gosh.
I got a 1, 3, and an 8.
The eyes of the statue open up and they... What is the kind of colour of your power?
Orange.
Orange. They glow a brilliant orange. And on your AI interface, you now see the point of view from the statue's eyes.
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
Nice.
I will say that's probably your turn.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
3?
Yes.
Over to the great DW, so Logan.
I feel like because this is all our turns are happening kind of simultaneously, as soon as Hawk transports over, the dragon immediately starts to turn its head towards where Hawk is. And because DW is right in front, his eyes just open wide and he tries to distract the dragon to keep his attention away. And instinctively with his rapier... with the flat side, just like slaps it hard across the mouth. Just like get its attention. So he's just gonna like slap it, and then if it does look back, it's just gonna look like, oh fuck.
And are you attacking it?
Yeah.
Excellent. Please add your full die. That was the perfect way.
Very foolish.
Dumb thing to do.
Dumb as shit.
Yeah.
Oi, dragon.
And then he's probably gonna run.
Oh, God. You lost one. One row.
That is one success, but also a circle facing on my fool's die.
A fluke.
So, am I able to say that I actually get the dragon to begin chasing me?
Absolutely.
So, I think it's that... Here's a weird pull. If you've never seen the Power Rangers movie before, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie from 1993.
A classic.
If you haven't, stop the podcast. Go watch it.
We'll wait.
Did an episode of One Good Thing About It.
Because
no,
none of the rest of this episode will make sense without it. It's all contingent on that.
There's a whole part where the Power Rangers are getting chased by a skeleton dinosaurs. This is what I imagine it is. That's just for me to know and you to watch when you see it. But I imagine that he cracks this thing in the cheek, There's a moment, there's a pause as it just turns, and immediately Logan knows he's fucked up, but he's also got exactly what he wanted.
Yeah, you hear the snuffle of its nose, and you feel the heat from its mouth and as it is now breathing.
And so Logan, like, under his breath is, like, willing to be like, just run, just run, just run. Okay, run! And he's going to, like, duck underneath the dragon's legs to come out the other side. So if you imagine behind the dragon is where the well was, he's going to start skirting around the left-hand side and try and get to higher ground is the idea, and have the dragon chase him. So the dragon's attention is away from the automaton as it starts to whir and build up.
Right, because it's a fluke, I might even add that the dragon briefly loops itself around as its head goes under its own body there for a second.
Yeah, tries to follow me directly.
Yes, yeah.
And ties itself up a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. But yeah, the thudding of its feet, its two wings sprout from its back as it kind of lumbers after you. But it's still shaking off the rock sediment.
And I imagine if there's
not
like...
not ready to fly yet.
There's a big pillars... in the area, like a Colosseum type vibe with footholds due to decay and kind of like debris in the rocks. That's what he starts climbing up to get himself to a higher vantage point so he's not just on the ground.
The more that you run, the more you are seeing from the mists, and you do see several old columns similar to the Colosseum.
Yeah.
An old ruin surrounds this well.
And that feels like as much as I can push it with this fluke.
Yeah, but you definitely have got it distracted. So well done you. You may erase your circles.
I'm going to change the circle to one. If I roll a one, because as soon as I utilize the circle, I have to raise every circle off and keep one. So it's going to be on number one now.
You will at some point have to start adding crosses.
When does that happen?
That happens once I double check that and continue on.
Who is next?
When does the dragon act?
So we've got four, three. Any more threes? It's a dragon of three.
No, okay. No. Well, so then it's twos.
Because Xavier remembers his theological lessons from St. Blaise's Catholic School.
Yeah.
I think it might be good for you narratively.
To go next?
Yeah, you were the first to recognize it's a dragon.
Yeah.
So I feel like you are ready for action.
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
Also, I've got two X's.
Wonderful.
So X on one and six.
Yeah, because they should, after you...
After you pull a fluke. Yeah. Yep. So are they disastrous outcomes, the X's?
Yeah, they're not great.
Okay.
So X is on one and six, and a circle's on two.
The crosses are unlucky.
Sorry,
Chris, continue.
No, you're right. I am going to go and have a flashback.
Yeah!
And this is the moment where now I can have a flashback with anyone. It can flashback to anything.
Yeah, anything in your real life.
Cool.
In Xavier's life, yeah.
In even like right back into school.
Absolutely, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, as long as it was in the real world.
It's Xavier and Allegra in the...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Chapel, and they're looking at the stained glass windows up on the in the chapel walls, and they're having a friendly discussion about which saint would win in a fight.
That's great. I mean, she beat a dragon.
Sure. Yeah. All I'm saying is it's a little odd for Lucia, St. Lucia.
Yeah, with the eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whose name seems very similar to Lucifer to lose. Right? Like,
are you going for a pun-based win here?
Like, think about it, right? Like,
yeah.
Yes, she's slain his dragons, all that sort of stuff. But what's the first thing that God creates? Light. So I would argue.
You would argue the saint that pulled her eyes out of her head?
Yeah.
Huh.
What's more powerful, like controlling someone else by killing a dragon or controlling yourself by having the self-resistance to take your own eyes out?
Mm. Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, we don't even see dragons, snakes, devils until like, you know, halfway through Genesis. Light's the first thing that happens. So, light god. Light saints.
Okay, Lucia wins this round. And you
smack back.
To reality.
The god of light in my pantheon, Luciast, yes. aka
Hello.
Saint Lucia.
Mm-hmm.
All of my gods just have the word ST at the end of them.
I love Lucia. That so
oh, that's
much.
So cool.
I was wondering if it was something Roman when yeah, you said right. they were all
so literally
Italian.
All of the gods have the word as the letter ST at the end.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just the saint's name.
Yeah.
Xavier's not intelligent that way.
Francis.
No, but we'll get to those when we reveal them. Anyway, I've written them down. There's no changing them. So if anyone brings any up and they happen to come along.
Yes.
So anyway, with that flashback, I get an extra d6.
You get an advantage. Yes, absolutely.
So I have 5 d6
yep.
and my d12
yes.
as I'm casting Blinding Blast light on the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Please do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, roll that for me.
And we'll see how we go.
It's got some spells.
No.
Oh, that's so many dice.
No number ones. Please, no ones.
You're going to roll 1 3 times.
No whammies.
There's a special.
Is that two special? God. Two special?
That is two specials, and I rolled a 7 on my d12. The rest were 3s and 2s. So that is 3 successes, 3 hits, and 2 specials.
Isn't that 3 specials?
I guess the 7 on a
d12. 6 plus is a special.
Yes, then it's 3 specials. Plus,
that includes your... See, I don't think about that because I only roll d6s.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a d4,
man. Does that mean
man?
You can't roll a special on your d4?
Yeah.
That's
well,
great.
The d4,
well,
yeah.
It's
a
little
it's
different.
Special.
Yeah.
They're all special.
So I roll 3 specials.
Amazing. You can only activate each special once. So
that's fine.
If you have 3 specials to use.
I bet he does. Summon all
so,
gods.
So, really. Tell me how this blinding light works.
Blinded by the light.
Well, it's
no
just...
No one get a struck
it's, so
for
it's
copyright.
Not, it's just a basic spell.
Yes.
It's effectively
yeah, it's
a
one
cantrip.
Of your spell books? Your...
It's a scripture.
Scripture,
it's
right.
It's called
yes,
a scripture, which
course.
Is effectively I gain access to 3 basic spells and I can use them between any gods. And I just change up the names. So, like... Noun blast, and I've chosen blinding because it's a light god.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's also a god who or a saint who took her own eyes out.
Oh, it's out. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I just attack a target with that medium range, and with 3 specials, it's a regular ranged attack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
We call it if they did have a special.
What does it?
I can with other things.
Ah, cool. Yep. Cool.
Because it's a special, you can put a little zhuzh on it. You can put a little flavor on it. What does it look like when you? Summon this unearthly light from within yourself, from the heavens? Where does it come from and how does it manifest?
So Xavier stops fucking panicking and goes, oh, fucking easy.
Absolutely.
And raises his two-handed hammer into the air and brings it down in front of his face and his eyes glow white. And from that light, a snaking kind of light... A spear of light snakes its way towards the dragon and strikes it in the eye.
It screams in pain. And its eyes begin to bleed.
Sick.
What? Might ask one more flavor question from Xavier. What's the worst fucking sound that Xavier ever heard in his life?
Dang.
The sound of Jonathan... who was one of his footy friends, breaking their femur on the footy field.
Blech.
That'll do it.
Mm-hmm. the scream that echoes out reminds you of bones breaking, of wet grass, of blood and panic and fear. That's what you've just done to a dragon. But like you said, easy peasy. You're a hero. Heroes know how to fight dragons. It is still whipping around in its confusion, meaning that our heroes get a chance to attack.
Okay.
Either of our heroes
now,
on
can I make a pitch
decks?
To you?
pitch to me. I got 30 seconds.
Okay, we've been told, right, Allegra's told us this is a game. Just got to play it through. Everyone wants to fight a dragon, as you said, right?
Yeah.
Everyone wants to.
That's what we're waiting for.
Can I up my emotional intensity at the thought of battling a dragon?
Ooh. I think you can.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right.
We're sweet. Living out a D&D
Dungeons
dream.
Dungeons and Dragons, yeah. The whole yes. point is that it is awesome to see a dragon. And I mean that in every sense
yes.
of the word.
Mm.
You are full of awe to see these things living and breathing in front of you. And the fear, that's just a nice little element to this cocktail.
Yes.
But you are here. And so is a real dragon in front of you. And you can bump that die up. You can bump up your emotional
yes.
die.
Yes, okay, so I'm going to bump it up to level 3, which is overwhelming ecstasy.
Oh, no.
Sick.
That was my impression of overwhelming ecstasy.
Yes.
It's very good, Phil.
Okay, then I'm going to hold Gracie aloft.
Wow!
That's so funny.
Are we ready, Avendra?
Let's go. I'm ready. Allegra. Allegra wants a game. She's going to get a game. And I'm going to think about how betrayed I felt by Olga's death
mm-hmm.
and how that was just a cruel twist of the game master.
Mm.
And I'm going to release all of my emotion to use my creative violence feature.
Please do.
Which Ooh. Means that I can defeat an army, a town, a mountain range. Would a dragon fit under this category of descriptors?
Pretty sure, yeah.
I would say yes. But with the caveat,
yes.
because you are still feeling betrayal.
Yes.
That is an antithesis of joy.
Yes.
So you can land a heavy, heavy, heavy blow on this dragon.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be the Sundering one.
Yes.
But you could definitely fight a fucking dragon.
Okay.
Maybe not kill it. I feel like that's fair.
I feel like that's fair too. I don't want to come in and just immediately defeat this whole encounter.
No, okay. No, absolutely.
So I have to roll my d8.
Yes, please.
And I have to beat my current emotional intensity, which is 3.
Oh, okay. Man.
I'm so scared. Okay, good. I got a 5.
Nice.
Wonderful.
Which means that it's successful and my intensity resets to 0. So I imagine that Kat or, yeah, Avendra is going to just like kind of scream out into the sky and unleash all of this just overwhelming feeling she has. And this light shoots from Gracie directly towards the dragon.
Yay!
You just hear her whoop of delight as she is filled with the combination of your ecstasy of being a hero who is good at their job with the tinge of the fact that you've been placed here by someone you trusted.
Mm-hmm.
You rip a hole in this dragon. Where do you attack it? Is it just like, is it an emotional blast that comes from you? Like that points out of the sword? Or do you drive it?
It's blasting from the sword and like maybe as Gracie is like, yeah, it kind of like fades out as that emotion sort of leaves. And then you see Avendra is kind of like less, she's not standing quite as tall. She's not as shiny. She's sort of like a little deflated, I suppose. Yeah.
So mechanically, what does the blast do when you land it?
Well, it basically just, I mean, creative violence just says I can defeat my foe. So I think.
It's just a wind punch.
It's pretty much, yeah. I've tempered
shit.
It a little bit because of the betrayal.
Yeah.
Because you're doing something at odds with what you're feeling. However, the wings are ripped off this dragon.
Oh.
Its whole shoulder,
it's
a huge gash has opened up over its shoulders and chest, and it is seeping blood into the ground. You notice where the blood falls flowers do appear to grow, which is a nice little horrific detail.
Beautiful, it wasn't terrifying.
It gets its attack before you do, Flint.
Rude.
Makes sense. We almost killed it before it could act.
Clinging to death.
Is it?
We're so strong. You have to throw some gnarly stuff at us.
She threw a fucking dragon at us.
I know, right? And we're just like, oh yeah, okay.
Surely.
I'm like, I might not even get to act.
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rolltocast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roward, Rook, and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.